It is time now for date night, in which I am joined by my favorite person in the whole wide world, my husband, Brad Bednar, to talk about all the cool things we do in our community in a feature that gives us an excuse to go out and do cool things in our community. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad we finally have an excuse to spend time together outside of the home.
We have lots of excuses, but like... We like most couples, keep falling back on the same things. Like, we'll go to this, we found our favorite restaurants, we'll go to the same places, like, we'll do a lot of the same stuff. This is the opportunity to, like, oh, this thing that we would never otherwise do, let's go do that, because I've heard that it's kind of cool, and check it out, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody needs that excuse to go and be adventurous
once
in a while.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And what better excuse than, oh, I've got a radio show, let's just do these cool things and talk about them.
That's right,
like,
yeah.
Axe throwing, for
like
instance.
Like axe throwing. Isn't it fun that this whole thing has popped up?
Yeah,
like,
right?
There's this whole new trend of social things to do. Like, there's
escape rooms,
there's axe throwing, there's... probably other stuff that we don't know about.
This is not new. Like, you're right. Like, there's these new trends of, like, oh, do this stuff. But there's always been miniature golf.
Right.
There's always been something.
Sure.
The new stuff.
And the kids next door to me have been, like, chucking axes at the woods behind the house for probably 15 years.
Right.
But now it's mainstream.
Yes.
Like, all these things have become mainstream.
Oh, trampoline parks. That's a new
thing,
too.
Oh, that is true.
Yes,
yeah.
You can do that as well.
I can't do that as well.
You can do. You'd be great.
I would break something.
Everyone would look at you in awe and be like, oh,
things.
Look at that guy. He should be in pictures.
They would say, aw, look at that guy. He should be in a picture of a hospital where he's getting medical care because he broke his foot.
You'll be fine.
Tune
in next week, everyone, as we go to the trampoline park.
Yeah, hard pass.
Okay.
But Defy Gravity is great. I'm sure somebody will go and tell us all about it. But
I've been. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, there you go. Good. We can talk about it later.
Why is it that you want me to go skydiving and you're like surprised when I pass that up? I want you to go and bounce up and down on a flexible surface and you won't go more than a foot off the air. No, hard pass.
Yeah, but to be fair, people have been skydiving for at least like 15 years
people
now.
People have been jumping up and down for at least 15 years now.
Yeah. I used to be 15 years younger, too. We all wish for things, Aaron. We all want stuff.
Anyway, axe throwing is happening.
So, axe throwing, there's a lot of places in the Triangle, but there's Urban Axes up on, I want to say, Foster.
Foster, I think,
it's like
yeah.
around Foster. It's around the Gear Street area.
Yeah, right by Central Park. And
the new Liberty Warehouse.
Yes,
They've just recently finished building. And
the like the brand new Dame's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah.
The new location, which is cool.
Yeah. But boy, gosh, wouldn't it be fun to go out one date night and take your friends and go throw axes at Urban Axes.
Chuck axes at a board, yeah.
I had no idea that it was so ridiculously popular.
It was. Okay, so in fairness, we did this on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, I'm off work at 7. You're off work at around 7.
Right.
We'll get together. We'll go up. We'll meet at Urban Axes at 7:30. We had a couple of couples that were joining us. We had a group of 6. It was going to be so much fun. We maybe should have gone on a Wednesday.
Yeah, or maybe we should have, like, booked in advance.
Booked in advance, yeah.
We may have buried the lead in this story a little bit.
No, we've not buried the lead
at all.
Fantastic. This is one of those wander through the garden path stories.
As
much like this
date
light turned out to be,
Urban X is great. They've got a bar in the back, which was a little surprising to me, but the whole concept is you can drink all this local craft brew and very safely hurl sharp axes at, like, a tiny little target
it
on a wooden wall.
Very busy, and everyone was having a spectacular time.
As you would if you had sharp, pointy things and alcohol.
Yes. Unfortunately, all we had was alcohol because there were no sharp, pointy things to be had on this particular occasion because they were all taken.
We got in at 7:30, and, like, there's booths open everywhere. And we're like, oh, this is great. Like, they're busy, but, like, it'll be fine. We got 6, and he goes, Type. Not until 9 o'clock.
I just like the fact that you actually mimed typing just then.
Did you like the fact that I remember that I'm on the radio?
I did, yeah.
And then said type.
Well, you were like banging on the table and it wasn't making the clacking sound that you were hoping for.
I don't know how loud my furious gesturing is. But yeah, turns out if you want to go on a Friday night and you want to not have to wait an hour and a half, go an hour and a half earlier than
go
you want to be there.
Go an hour and a half earlier,
as it turns out.
Or book in advance, which also apparently works.
They've got a website. You should probably just book everything in advance. Yeah. That's probably a topic for
another
time.
The moral of the story is plan for things.
Right. occasionally things don't go your way.
Yes.
And we ended up having a really lovely, like, I don't want to say like plan B or backup plan, but we had a lovely alternate date.
Yes.
I think a good rule for alternate dates is if you get somewhere and you can't do the thing you want to do, stay local and do something else in that area.
Yeah. Like don't get in the car and go somewhere else. Like you're already here. Mm-hmm. You're on the north end of downtown Durham. There's enough stuff in the north end of downtown Durham. You can do cool things.
You've already made that walk from the parking deck. You're invested.
Did you like how I just sort of subtly dropped our eventual destination?
I noticed that there's been breadcrumbs as to the things we've done on this backup date instead. That's why I knew it was Liberty Warehouse, because we went to Dames. Yep. And I think it was your first time going
to
Dames.
It was my first time. It would have been my first time throwing axes. That's still going to have to wait. But it was my first time at Dames Chicken and Waffles.
Well, I'm glad you got to have a first experience on this date.
Yeah, right? It was great.
It's real good. I've been 4 times, and 3 times were amazing, and then I went a 4th time. But the time that I went most recently, like, everything was on point.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was really good. But what's not to love about, like, very homemade waffles.
Yeah.
Like, the chicken's amazing. Like,
chicken's
the schmear
amazing,
and the sauce, it's all great. The waffles are not, like, perfectly round. Like, these are, like, artisanal, made in the back.
Egos to be had here.
On like a griddle where they've laid out the individual ropes and lines of waffle, because it's a hot mess is what it is.
Yeah,
but
in
it's
a good
a delicious
way.
Hot mess.
I'm pretty sure hot mess is one of the items on the menu.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
It's some appetizer thing.
I like Dames because I've been to several chicken and waffles places before, and it's chicken and waffles.
Right,
like
yeah.
It's a quality combination. But they give you a giant Belgian waffle, and then on top of it, they layer an entire chicken that has been fried. And by the time you're done, you've got 9/10 of a Belgian waffle and most of a deep fried chicken, and it's like you ordered this and they give you enough food for a week, which is too much. If you go to Dames, they give you a like small human sized waffle and like a nice piece of right sized piece of chicken, so you can eat the whole thing and be done and be full, and you don't feel like you're wasting a mountain of food or you have to cart home like these giant buckets, which I appreciate. Yeah.
So I've got to ask.
Yes.
You and I have a storied tradition of chicken and waffles going back to Hash House of Go-Go in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Where the first like meal we had there together was the giant portion that we shared of chicken and waffles.
Didn't they have like a giant knife skewering the chicken into the waffles?
As though because it were that one of those was like 30-pound burgers. That,
because
like,
it was the size of a totem pole.
Yeah,
like it was this giant thing that was going to fall all over itself.
It's absurd. You should look this up. Hash House of Go-Go, chicken and waffles.
We split it and
we
still
split
had half of it.
We still didn't
left.
Finish it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was great. It was
what's
fantastic.
What's better?
Ooh.
Hash House of Go-Go, digging back in like the 5.5 years ago
it's
recesses of your memory.
Time.
Local favorite and hero, Dames Chicken and Waffles.
I'm going to say the experience was better at Hash House of Go-Go just because I was in Vegas with you and it was our first time.
But talking about the food.
Talking about the food?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's hard. Because it was 5 years ago that
it
we
was
were...
real good that you're trying to skirt around answering
yeah,
this question
right?
one
yeah,
way or the
did
other.
Did you not appreciate that? I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I'm going to say Dames.
I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
It's all about the schmear.
Yep.
All about the schmear.
No trouble.
I can't repeat things around you, can I?
No, because you were setting me up for that. You were setting me up for that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know it, Bednar.
I don't know what you're talking about, Keck.
Just for that, I'm taking you trampolining.
Sounds
great. All right. That is date night for this week. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.